We do have on our website a funding and liquidity risk template that you're welcome to use. It's free of charge and it's available to anyone. You don't have to be a client. It's downloadable in Word format. Please only use it as a guideline and adapt it to your specific needs. But we feel like it covers most of the points. It may be a little more complex than you need if you're a really small credit union. And if you're a large, complex credit union, you're probably going to have to add to it. But you're welcome to get onto our website and look at that policy and use it as appropriate. Now let's talk about a contingency funding plan. The contingency funding plan is specifically required in letter 10, CU-14. Contingency fund is obviously written and it's approved. Should consider all of the credit union's risk activities. And we say risk activities, we're talking about lending, your operations, your marketing. You need to be able to fund all of these things. What I didn't put down there was a deposit and share withdrawals, but that probably it would be covered here under your operations. So your contingency funding plan needs to be comprehensive and include the major components of the credit union's activities. It identifies events that would be triggers or warning signs. And we've talked about some of those. We've talked just a second ago, we talked about loans to shares. You may set a limit and say, well, at 90% or whatever limit you choose, loans to shares is going to be a trigger. If we go past loans to shares, that's going to trigger our contingency funding plan. Another one could be a uncorrected violation of your risk limits, whatever your risk limits are. If you're out of limit and it's significant and it's not getting corrected, that could be a trigger to trigger your contingency funding plan. If one of your counterparties, this is a little less likely, is downgraded, someone you're counting on for funding, that could be a condition that would trigger your contingency funding plan. For credit unions, that would be somewhat unlikely, but certainly could happen. Happened in the past with the corporate system. The contingency funding plan, or the CFP, should have an action plan for specific scenarios. Now, these are not detailed action plans. These are general action plans. What if your counterparty fails? What if the Federal Home Loan Bank that you had relied on as a major source of funding, for whatever reason, fails or notifies you that your line of credit is canceled? That you should have a plan for. If you have a reputation risk issue, and everybody does, you should have a plan. Well, what if our reputation risk comes up and bites us? What are we going to do? Natural disaster. Often the natural disaster is accompanied by a shortage of currency, of cash, in the immediate vicinity of the natural disaster. What are we going to do? How are we going to open? Are we going to try and open all of our branches, or are we going to concentrate everything on one branch? These types of things. You should have management assignments. Who's responsible for activating the plan? How are they going to communicate? Who are they going to report to? At what point do we notify the board of directors that we have activated our contingency funding plan? Have we tested our contingency funding plan? And obviously the plan needs to be reviewed and updated periodically. Now, the process of all this is not to plan for every possible contingency and every possible event. That's not possible. These are generalized plans, the process of which is to make you think. And coming out of the most recent liquidity crunch in 2008 and 2009, those experienced risk managers who were impacted by liquidity risk say their actual plans were not as important as the experience gained in constructing the plan. So it's the process of thinking, of planning, where most of the value comes from. Yeah, you may have a plan for reputation risk. In reality, it may be a good plan or a bad plan, But in reality, if you activate that plan, it's not going to go the way you planned it. But having thought about it and thought it through and considered the possible outcomes is going to come back and be a very valuable experience for you. I've had a little bit of personal experience in this, and I can tell you that is in fact the case.